lobster eventually eat. I'd like to see that pathway and see if there's any study on this as opposed to just they find it in lobsters at some time. So if we could have that for...
Senator Sherman, recently, I think it was resmethrin was used to knock back the lice, sea lice, on salmons in the salmon pens up in Copscott Bay and in the down east area of the state. That has caused tremendous consternation from the Canadians because it's banned, and it's banned because it has been found in lobsters. In fact, I think that Ms. Karen will actually has a little bit of data that she'll be passing out today to demonstrate.
Canadian studies. Gentlemen, I know they used to work in those lobster pens, and they were shut down for.
I believe E-Close is another synthetic pyrethrin that was used for use on sea lice. Are there any other questions for? Sorry, Senator Vitale.
That's okay. I'm just sort of astounded to learn that there is actually an American Mosquito Association, and I'm just wondering what do they do and why.
I'm not familiar with them, but I'm sure it's for pest management. I mean, mosquitoes are huge. Part of our ecosystem, and
we have a fair sampling of them in the town of Arousic where I come from. So I'm pleased, I guess, to hear that there's an association.
Yeah, they deal with it from state to state on management practices. Representative Hickman, did you have a question?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative. I would like some portion of that bibliography you mentioned for the work session.
I can put together some. Yep.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
Seeing none, thank you, Representative.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else speaking for? I will move on to against, and first I have Henry Jennings.